I'm visiting with Jephthon Glaster of Smith Cotton High School. He'll be a senior this fall. Well, Jephthon has pretty much had his trajectory pretty much secured at this point, as he is the recipient of this year's Vogel Family Scholarship, the Man in the Arena Scholarship from Missouri Boise State, totaling up to $100,000 to go towards your collegiate studies. So, Jephthon, tell us about how it feels to be getting this scholarship, this honor.
Well, it's definitely a huge step forward. I am very thankful to the Boise State organization and to the opportunity that the American Legion here in Sedalia and Smith Cotton High School gave me to be able to go and be a representative there and have the opportunity to attend the event. There's a lot that I learned, and it definitely is a huge step towards my future. I still have to make sure I secure my spot at UMKC, and med school is a hefty tuition, but it is a huge step forward and definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, let's go ahead and ask about the program that you're looking to enter at UMKC. It's an accelerated program, I believe, where you get your MD in 6 years, I believe.
Yes, it is the 6-year med program at UMKC. As far as I can see, it is a very hard program to get into. Their acceptance rate is pretty low at around like 7-ish%. So a difficult program, but essentially you complete your undergraduate in about 2 years, and then your fourth year, you start doing your clinical rotations, and essentially, you don't have to take the MCAT, but you essentially complete undergrad and med school within the 6-year span to then move on to whatever your residency is going to be.
Well, let's not look too far ahead, because as we said, your senior year is coming up at Smith Cotton, but before we start talking about your senior year, let's look back on, well, the scholarship process. How did you first learn about this scholarship opportunity?
Well, after finding out about Boise State from Mr. Norton there at Smith Cotton High School at around February, March-ish earlier this year, I began to do digging into the organization. I wanted to be sure that my time was well invested, so I began researching the website of Boise State, looking into past alumni and such of the program, and that's when I discovered all the scholarships that they offer. They offer many wonderful scholarships, they offer dual credit and a lot of different opportunities, and from that I began to work on my applications before the deadline that's 2 weeks prior to Boise State, and that's when I submitted applications for every scholarship that I met the criteria for.
Now, this particular scholarship was the Man in the Arena Scholarship. It references one of Theodore Roosevelt's, you know, well-known speeches. Were you asked about that speech in particular? What exactly did this scholarship ask about with, in terms of, you know, citizenship, civic involvement, etc.?
Yeah, it is based on Theodore Roosevelt's Citizen of the Republic speech that mostly talks about how every citizen has their own responsibilities here in the country, and how essentially it is better to be the man who acts and does all that he can rather than fear defeat or only look towards for success. And as far as the scholarship application, they did not ask specifically about that quote or about that speech, but the application process is definitely centered around your citizen involvement and basically the impact that you're leaving. The application process was many questions about specific plans for future, specific plans for your career and your academic involvement and community involvement. And beyond that process, moving on to the interview didn't ask any questions about things that I was involved with. And it was very much centered on what was my life experiences and what were my values and what my plans were moving forward and how the scholarship could affect my life.
Well, let's talk about your community involvement, your participation in various activities at Smith Cotton. You've been keeping yourself busy in between the classes out here.
Yeah, always wanted to be a busy student. It really began when I attended St. Paul's Lutheran here in Sedalia. I was involved in all the organizations they had, but as a small private school, there isn't that much that they can fund. And so coming to Smith Cotton was a huge culture shock. It was not the experience that I was expecting, but I've definitely come to love the school. I didn't know about many activities, but as I progressed through sophomore and junior and freshman year, I really started to learn about all the activities. A lot of activities came back post-COVID because that was a huge hit to the school system. And so as soon as I discovered activities that I cared about, I've gotten involved with them. And that's one thing that I don't get into activities just to do them. So far, every activity that I've been involved with, I've been very invested in, and I've tried my best to achieve all that I possibly can with numerous organizations in the arts, sports, and national organizations that are run by students like HOSA, FCCLA, and those.
Is there a favorite amongst those by chance?
Definitely probably began with the music program, band, jazz band, and moving forward with choir. And this coming year, I'm planning to do orchestra. I've always loved music. It was a very close part of me. Definitely complications with funding and all the changing leadership took away parts of the love that I had for it. But I've always loved music, and I will always love the arts, and I believe that they're extremely important. But at this time, probably my closest organizations that I care about are along the lines of Envirothon, Speech and Debate, and HOSA. The advisors that I have there with Mr. Jones, Mr. Kalis, Ms. Singer, they've been wonderful advisors that have taught me a lot about the opportunities that are available, not only here locally, but also nationally, and how I can take advantage of those opportunities.
Now let's talk about your week up at Lindenwood with Missouri Boys State. I guess for starters, how did you learn about Boys State, and how did you find out that you had qualified to spend the week there?
Well, that began, like I said, about February or March. Emails were sent out by Mr. Norton about anybody that was interested in attending this event called Boys State. I tend to jump at every opportunity that comes to me through email or other means. So I questioned it and asked about it, and that's when I came to find out that it was definitely like an academic focus, that it wasn't just having fun, and that is definitely where I like to spend my time, is something that's going to help me, not just create memories. And so I began the process with Mr. Norton had us write essays, get approved by administration and things like that, and eventually I was selected to be the representative from Smith-Cotton, and then I did a registration with Boys State, and that's how I got ready to attend the program.
Well, let's talk more about your week there. What was some of the biggest experiences that you took part in?
It definitely takes the ground running. You come to this program and you meet your counselors right away as soon as you walk into the building. There's over 800 other boys citizens. I believe this was the largest year that they've had so far in terms of attendance, in terms of funding. And it's a real experience to be in these cities of 50-plus boys citizens that are all juniors from across the state and getting to meet them. That first night, you start to begin learning about the political system. You have city meetings where your counselors inform you a bit of how things work throughout the organization, some of the rules and things like that, but they very much encourage you to know that it's your boy's state and you can pretty much do whatever you feel is right as long as you aren't harming anyone. So you get a lot of free hands-on experience about how local government systems run. And that first night you begin selecting people that you want to run for your cities. You start figuring out what your party platforms are and you begin preparing for things such as caucuses. So throughout that week, you learn all about caucuses, elections, rallies, and it definitely changes your view on politics as a whole and gives you a lot of information and experience that you can take moving forward.
What would you say some of the biggest lessons you've learned from that week? What were some of the biggest takeaways that you'll be able to put into use going forward?
Definitely came from the experience that I got to have. They had a lot of speakers, which gave us a lot of information from senators to governors to lieutenant governors, media specialists, and just like how our current scene is here in the country. And that helped put into perspective how we as up-and-coming citizens of this country could bring changes to that system. Definitely taking action is what it was about. There's a lot of opportunity to follow things like business, but I knew that I was going to go into government offices when I came into the program, serving as a city councilor, a health commissioner, and being appointed by the current governor and the elected governor to be the director of public safety, getting to hire individuals, write grants, pass a budget through the House and the Senate. That gave me a lot of experience that I don't think I would have gotten in any other shape or form throughout my life, especially at this age. And so that was a huge learning experience. And the biggest takeaway I got definitely came from the Roosevelt speech of just, it's about being the man who acts. Whether you face defeat, whether you face victory, learning to face those elections, to show yourself in front of a crowd of individuals you don't know, and whether you win or lose, be able to keep moving forward and keep trying no matter what.
Now, as we mentioned, you won this giant scholarship, up to $100,000 for this scholarship. And as we said, you're pretty much set for your senior year. So I guess tell us about what you're looking forward to this fall and what big projects you're going to be taking on to make sure senioritis doesn't kick in right away.
Definitely just staying focused. Just last week, I retook my ACT that I hadn't taken since freshman year. definitely needing to score a higher score for the optional test scores for my program. In August, my application to UMKC's program opens up, so that's definitely a huge stressor and is number one on my list of objectives at the current moment. Continuing to apply for scholarships, because definitely need to chip away at that tuition price. It's not something my family or I can afford, and scholarships are definitely the way that I'm going to make it through that. So recently applied for the Cameron Impact and continuing to apply moving forward. Those are my main focuses, but then community involvement. Recently registered to be a voter, and I'm going to be an election judge for this upcoming election. I plan to hopefully start establishing new projects. I would like to get more involved with the community beyond organizations that I'm already involved with, like the Sedalia Safe Coalition and the Community Cafe here in town. I would like to get things started, like youth advisory groups. And I've also been doing training to become an EMT in this September and hopefully begin once I turn 18 and can officially receive my certification.
Now, when we got word of this scholarship, you had referenced on several occasions your faith. You had went to the Lutheran school here in town, K-8. How important was your faith in getting involved in the community and continuing to stay involved in the community?
Definitely been extremely important. Faith has been a huge pillar in my life throughout my entirety of living with family situations, such as being a third-generation immigrant, facing things like discrimination, and then my parents' divorce at such a young age. There was a lot of traumas I definitely faced and a lot of discrimination, but I learned that by God I could do all things through Him, and so it was a huge thing of keeping prayer active in my life. Eventually getting the great opportunity to start attending St. Paul's was wonderful, and it was thanks to other fellow believers who were able to sponsor me and assist me through that, because it's definitely not an education that I could have afforded, and it was a wonderful opportunity meeting other individuals, other people my age that also had faith, learning from their experiences and getting that education where I was definitely cared for, and all the teachers that I had in moving through St. Paul's greatly aided me academically. It greatly aided me faith-based, and moving forward in my life, it's always given me the confidence that no matter what competition I'm at, whether it's locally, whether it's internationally, I always feel confidence in that, and knowing that as long as I pray that I will receive whatever His will is and what His plan for me is.
Jefflin Glaster visiting with us, the recipient of this year's Vogel Family Scholarship from Missouri Boys State, heading into Smith-Cotton High School for his senior year. Jefflin, any last comments for us here today before you get ready and take on your senior year at Smith-Cotton?
Definitely for anybody that's reading this or hearing this, my final things is advice to all individuals, but especially individuals that are my age that are probably reading these articles and wondering themselves whether they'll find this sort of success and whether they can achieve these things that they're seeing, people that are graduating from high school, they're winning awards, they're entering these prestigious colleges. I want them to all understand that each and every one of them has a chance. No matter what your background is, no matter what your beliefs are, and no matter what your life experiences are, life is all about working hard. It's all about making connections. Be sure to open yourself, be accepting to others, and invest your time wisely into things that are going to aid your future rather than anything that might harm yourself or others. Invest that time wisely and make choices that are only going to benefit yourself and your community.
Jefflin Glaster of Smith-Cotton High School, the recipient of this year's Man in the Arena Vogel Family Scholarship, up to $100,000 to go toward his college career. Jefflin, congratulations on receiving this scholarship, and best wishes to you as your senior year at Smith-Cotton gets underway.
Thank you very much.